بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny, particularly the vestige of God remaining on earth. I had missed this meeting, and I had missed you, my dear friends, and you, dear poets. Praise God, the Almighty God has bestowed his grace upon us, and we are able to see this gathering here once again. And we are able to benefit from and enjoy the valuable product of their minds, hearts and souls, and the literal sense of the word. One of the greatest pleasures is the pleasure that comes from good poetry. Fortunately, the scope of poetry has become more widespread in the country, both in terms of the increasing number of poets and also in the increasing number of listeners. This is an opportunity that should be taken advantage of. Poetry is a medium. It is an influential medium. There was a period in time when the only influential medium in the world, in the Islamic world, as far as we know, was poetry. The poet would recite a poem. If the poem was good, it would, of course, spread rapidly and people would hear it. Da'bil al-Khuza'i recited his famous poem in Khurasan, and Imam Rida alayhi salam rewarded him with a jubba. Jubba is a long outer garment.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, Da'bil left and went to Qom. The people in Qom told him, "We have heard that the Imam has given you a jubba. Give it to us." Da'bil said no. They kept insisting and asking him to give them a piece of it, but he refused. He left Qom with a caravan. Along the way, bandits, those who attacked caravans in the desert, came up to their caravan, stopped them, and took all their belongings from them. The chief of the bandits sat on top of a large rock above them while the bandits were busy opening the bags of the caravan and taking their things one by one. As he was looking at his agents, he recited this verse, أَرَى فَيَّئْهُمْ فِي غَيْرِهِمْ مُتَقَسَّمًا وَأَيْدِيهِمْ مِنْ فَيِّئِهِمْ صَفِرَاتٍ. The theme of the poem was that he was saying, I see that I am losing what is mine and that which belongs to me. The chief of the thieves was referring to the caravans. In other words, he was saying that they had lost their belongings. Their wealth was in someone else's hand. This was a verse from the ode that Da'bil had recited. Da'bil told his caravan to go and ask him, the chief of the thieves, who that poem was from. One of the people in his caravan went to him and asked, who is this verse, the poem that you recited from? He said, it is from Da'bil. The person told him that Da'bil is here. Where? He asked. They showed him Da'bil. Da'bil went forward and said, yes, this is my poem. I'm Da'bil. And the chief of the bandits ordered them to return everything they had taken from the caravan.
Allah, I wanna you go.